man.
Yeah, leave it to a girl to be late for a title race, huh? Like she thinks we owe her or something.
Well, she has been beating pretty much everybody so far.
I can take her. If she ever... Oh, look who's here.
Okay, Ash, just stay calm. You still have your reputation. Remember, they think you've always been a girl.
Well, 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 if it ain't the belle of the old road. Get right back in your car, girl. I have a score to settle with you.
This girl has a whole lot of pent-up anger and frustration for tonight's races, Tom. And you're welcome to all of it, so you feel free to bring it.
Ready now? Or you need to go powder your nose?
I'm ready whenever you can get up the courage to face me.
Right now, then.
Right!
They're clear at the bottom. You two ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go!
Emily? What are you doing sitting in my driveway?
So, how was your race?
I lost. I went to turn my foot to hit the brake and the gas at the same time, only my foot's smaller now. I understeered and he shot right past me. But what was more humiliating was that three guys I don't even know spent the rest of the evening trying to console me in some thinly veiled attempt to get into my pants.
Can I sleep on your couch?
Huh?
I had a big fight with my mom. I told her I wanted to go out instead of studying because I had a hard day. And I've been doing nothing but study for 2 years. But of course now I haven't, so my mom went off on me for lying. I called Molly, but she's gone clubbing. And I don't look old enough to sneak in. I'm starting to think maybe I'm just crazy. But when you're here with your problems too, it's easier to believe I'm not insane. So, since your dad's not home... Can I sleep on your couch? Just for tonight?
Sure, whatever. You can have my bed. I'll take the couch.
You don't have to.
What kind of guy would I be if I let you sleep on the couch while I took the bed?
A guy who's not actually a guy right now. So it really doesn't matter.
You know, my bed's a lot more comfortable than the street.
Okay, you're a good guy.
Let's remember that, shall we? I'll just park the car and we can get you set up.
Yeah.
Bedroom's in here. Let me just grab some clothes. Bathroom's through here. See you in the morning.
Don't you want to talk or anything?
Emily, I've just had the absolute worst day of my entire life. I want it to be over. Good night.
Oh. Good night.
Please be a dream. Please be a dream. Please be a dream. Damn it! What's that smell?
Bacon. Boys like bacon, right? I warn you, though, as a girl, it'll go straight to your hips. Oh. And I changed your sheets.
You didn't have to do that.
No. I had to. I changed them before I went to bed. They were sweaty and gross. I guess even as a girl, your feminine tidiness never really expressed itself.
Well, at least since there's a girl's room now, you didn't have to stumble across the porn mags that were under my bed till yesterday.
Actually, I did. Long and hard. Dirty mechanics, yowie heaven. You dirty girl.
Okay, those are going in the trash today. Ick. Ick. I don't even want to think about what thoughts went through Girl Me's mind when looking at that junk.
So what now?
We wait for Remisiel, I spend my day dreading going to school tomorrow, and if this doesn't get fixed soon, I go mad and spend the rest of my life in an asylum.
Or you could get gender reassignment surgery.
Remisiel, you'd better be working your ass off big time!
Where are you going?
I need to work on my car.
Don't feel like you have to stick around. I know there are probably places you'd rather be.
Thank you for breakfast, Emily.
Oh yeah, thanks.
I don't want to go home yet. My head's
still spinning. I want to talk.
What is it with girls and talking? Can't you just keep your insecurities bottled up until you have to whoop the crap out of someone like guys do?
Ow! Damn it!
What's wrong?
How the hell do you keep these things from getting in the way? Seriously! It's not funny! That hurts!
You know, you could try a bra. There are a few in your room running the gambit from practical to spicy.
No way! I'm already going to have to wear girl panties since this is my last pair of boxers or pajamas or whatever. But a bra is a step too far.
Are you sure? Because it's a little cold out here, and you're kind of poking through your t-shirt. Oh, yeah. The boys at school are gonna love you.
Well, I suppose. Not like I really have a choice, is it?
Need help?
No, you just wait out here.
Okay, I'll just... Ash, are you okay in there?
I'm not coming out. It's too embarrassing.
Get used to it. It'll be worse in gym tomorrow.
I can't work the clasp.
You've never had a girlfriend, have you?
That's none of your business.
Clasp it in front, then spin it around and put your arms through. There, see?
You know what's sick? If I wasn't so disgusted that that's me in the mirror, I'd be pretty turned on right now. Okay, back to work.
What are you doing?
Compensating. If I mess with my pedals and make them closer together, my tiny girl feet will still be able to pound them correctly. Besides, the more I work, the easier it is to keep my mind off things.
I know what you mean. Can I help? You know, just to keep my mind off things.
You know anything about cars?
Well, the right pedal's the gas, and the left one's the brake. I think your car is the third pedal.
Just hold this light, then try not to touch anything.
Do you have the homework you owe me, Miss Upton? Miss Upton? Ash?
Oh, yes, sorry, ma'am. Miss Upton. Oh, this is hell. 5 hours to go. Finally! What a day.
Hey, Ash, wait up!
You're not walking home with your friends?
They're all talking about college. It's too depressing. Besides, I'm just a sophomore, remember?
When I get my hands on Rumiciel, using the girls' bathroom was bad. But the girls' locker room for gym class was sheer hell.
I thought you would have enjoyed being in a room with dozens of naked girls.
Under other circumstances.
Oh, look out, there's a... I don't believe it!
Who are they, my darlings? Want a drink?
Remesio!
You call this doing good deeds? What the hell have you been doing?
Well, I went to the bad part of town. Plenty of people to help there, I figured, and the first person I met was real nice. I didn't have any money. He said the first one was free. Things get a little hazy after that.
I've been going through hell, and you've spent the past 2 days drinking and freebasing while you were supposed to be fixing your colossal mistake? God damn you to hell!
Please watch, you blasphemy. I'm a holy angel, you know.
Ew!
At least he missed you!
What do we do now?
If we each take an arm, we can get him to my house. It's not that far. Let's just drop him on the couch.
Wait, hold him for a moment and I'll go get a sheet to put under him.
Okay.
I could kill him.
I've got some criminology books that might tell us how to make it look like an accident.
Huh? Where am I?
Crap, he woke up.
Where's my beer?
I'm going to get some spray for the smell.
Care to explain your condition?
Can I just nestle away my headache in your sweet, sweet bosom?
Okay, that's it. Ground rules now. Number one, no more drinking.
Hey, now, I got kicked out of heaven. That's the worst punishment of all creation. Well, except in hell and all, but I think I'm entitled to a few mind-altering substances.
That's what got you kicked out in the first place. No booze, no drugs. You've lost your roaming privileges. I'm sticking to you like glue until this is over, mister.
Whoa, Ash, you sound just like a mom.
You're not helping. Help me change him into something a little less vomit-encrusted.
But he's a boy, Angel. And I just don't know him that well.
We're not stripping him down all the way, just to his boxers. You are wearing boxers, right?
Well, that's a check. But it's been a long night.
Okay, Em, you can look now. He's decent.
Hey, your dad's clothes actually mostly fit him.
Yeah, my dad's taller and thinner, but they'll do. As long as he doesn't throw up on them.
Hey, I'm right here, you know.
Don't remind me. So remember, straight, narrow, back to heaven.
It's not that easy. I have to do good deeds and crap.
Well then, help us for Christ's sake. Emily, your mom's not going to freak out that you're here and not studying or anything?
I called her and told her it was a study group. Besides, if we can get this guy back to his job, she won't remember any of this anyway.
True. Well, he's clean, but I'm still covered in his puke, so I'm going to go take a shower. I'll be right back.
My God, Ash! You've got cuts all over your legs. What happened?
Funny thing about that. I noticed that I was getting fuzzy, and there was a razor in the shower, and I've just discovered that I'm not very good at shaving my legs.
What? Are you gussying yourself up into a pretty girl all of a sudden?
No, I am not. At the same time, I have to wear shorts in gym, and I don't want to look like some disgusting hairy Amazon.
I've got news for you. Having legs covered in bleeding sores is pretty disgusting, too.
Well, then, how... could you...
Figure it out, you big girl. Helping you in the shower would be a little too weird for me right now.
Hey, you! Wake up!
Huh?
Sober up and get ready, because we're like glue now, get it? You're coming to school with me tomorrow and going through the same hell I do, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll be a little more motivated.
You can't just bring him to school.
If he's visiting from abroad, I can, at least for a while. It's in the handbook. It's how that senior last year was able to tote around his Russian girlfriend all semester. He can be from any country he wants. I don't care.
Well, I suppose he does look a little weird and foreign.
Well, this is cozy.
Look, I didn't know they were going to make us share a desk, okay? And get your arm off me.
There's no room. Where else am I supposed to put it?
Well, well, well.
Oh, crap. This isn't your classroom, Tom. What are you doing in here?
I heard it, but I didn't believe it. Ash has friends?
He's talking to you. Say something already. He's foreign.
Oh, really? So what the hell are you? French? Russian? Swahili?
Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid.
I'm Remisio from Canada. I'm Ash's Canadian boyfriend. She never mentioned because she knew you'd never believe she'd get a date.
No!
Congratulations, Ash. Who'd have thought?
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, I see. Little Ash loses one race to the new king of the mountain and then seeks solace in the arms of a foreign lover. Poor little girl.
It was a bad night. You got lucky and you have no right to claim that title. Care to test that luck again? Or are you afraid it's run out?
Oh, you're asking for it. Girls don't have what it takes to tackle a mountain.
Really? And why is that?
Because we guys have a lot more experience with stick control.
Believe me, pal, she's got plenty.
Will you shut up for once?
Aw, quarrel in Loveland? We'll see you Saturday. Bring tissue. It'll help mop up the tears when I crush you again.
Ash, you'll do great.
Get your hand off me now, or you'll be pulling back a bloody stump. Okay, we'll see how smug you are when classes actually start.
Books and papers away. We're having a quiz on chapter 15. Mr. Remisiel, since this is your first day, you're excused to spend the period in the library.
What?
Is there a problem, Miss Upton?
No, ma'am.
I love American history. What's next?
Gym class.
Hey, ladies.
What are you...
Hi, ladies.
Are you the stupidest person on the planet?
Not person. Angel. I thought I was supposed to stick to you like glue.
You can't go into the girls' locker room! Stay here. Don't move. Don't talk to anyone. I have to change for gym. Wait, you have to change too. Just use the boys' locker room and meet me on the other side. Down that hall, turn right, go to the end. And please, try to avoid saying or doing anything stupid!
What happened to your legs, Ash?
My microwave exploded.
You poor thing!
Advantage mine!
Your boyfriend rocks at volleyball!
Does he now? Well, let me assure you, he's just compensating for other inadequacies.
You poor thing.
That was a fun day. We're going back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, fun for you. School must be great when you just have to hang around and goof off and cheat at volleyball.
Please, using angelic powers is not cheating.
So you were cheating, you asshole! And what was with that boyfriend crap?
I panicked. I had to be able to speak English, and you said that other guy brought his girlfriend from Russia.
So he could porker between classes! Now everyone thinks I'm screwing you. Like anything could be more disgusting.
Yeah, but it worked out. You got that race, so I can help you win.
I don't need your help to win that race! That's my mountain! It was a fluke that I lost due to your having turned me into a girl that morning.
But I could use my powers to make you really fast, and it'd be like my first good deed, well on my way back to heaven.
No! I don't want your help! I've asked you for just a few things. A few little things. Every time you've screwed it up. This is my race, my hobby, my car, my mountain, and for once, I'm not letting you screw it up no matter what it means in the big picture. Don't you get it? You're a disaster! You've ruined my life, and I hate you!
You have been listening to episode 2 of Misfile the Radio Play. Appearing in this episode are...
Melissa D. Johnson, a.k.a. Mipa.
As Ash.
So when exactly do things start going right for me?
Japanomaniac 13.
As Emily.
So what exactly are you hoping to accomplish bringing Remisiel to school?
Morgan Mochan Barnhart.
As Eponine.
I'm still trying to figure out that exploding microwave.
Chrono.
As Fred.
So you're actually giving her a rematch already?
Anna Lepkowski or Cheshire Cat?
As Tom.
Did you see her boyfriend? I felt sorry for her.
Russ Gold as Remisiel.
So do I get some credit for this?
And a special appearance by...
Laura Post.
As Girl One and the teacher.
I don't give partial credit.
This radio play is based on the comic by Chris Hazelton, found online at www.misfile.com.